My name is Emily, and I serve the village as pastor. And tonight we gather for a special time of worship as we give thanks for the gifts that are brought into our village by our soon-to-be new directors, Carol, Paul, and Tom. So we gather tonight to give thanks to God and to install and bless Carol, Paul, and Tom as they enter into their ministry here. We will begin our worship now with a moment of silence, and then our opening song will be Du Erhellig, which will be led by the choir, and you will be invited to sing along in a round. So we'll take a moment of silence.
This wonderful hymn is designed to be sung in two parts. And what's going to happen is that we'll have two song leaders, and we'll sing the whole piece through once, all together in unison. And then half of us over here, this half to my left, will simply continue singing twice more through. Those of you over here are going to sit and enjoy them singing halfway through. And then you will imitate them and sing starting from the beginning. And there will be a song leader for you. And the main thing to do is watch when they finish their third time. That's going to be the time that all of us will stop. So the people over here will find themselves halfway through, but there's a nice little chord at the end. So, number 185.
Thank you. Indeed, you are holy. The grace of our Savior Jesus, love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
I hope so. How do you know? You don't know. You just think you do. I got my timer. Five people, as soon as I get off the bus, hey, Vignac, make it short, make it short, make it short. This was given to me by my congregation. I just let it ring and then I go on. But I will try to respect. I wish I could be like Safeway. Some of you from the West Coast at least know what Safeway is. It's a grocery store. It could be Fred Meyer, Kroger's, any of them. But Safeway always has a slogan. They're genius. And I'm sure there's a Lutheran or a Presbyterian or somebody on their thing. And their recent one is, if you walk in the store, which I am the shopper, and I walk in and this big sign, 6 by at least 4, and it says life, 4 frames, L with a kid flying a kite, 2, a pear, I don't care for pears, but 3, a woman's face partially hidden, you don't know what color, that's to be inclusive, and 3rd, E is an orange. And then it says the brand, at Safeway, ingredients for life. Genius. Just pure spiritual genius. But every kid in this room knows that those ingredients for life, you ever go into Safeway? All the health food is there. All the pears and the oranges and the apples, and you take them over to the cereal thing, and there's Cocoa Puffs. What are you going to choose, kids? Cocoa Puffs or oatmeal? Fruit Loops or All Brand? You might think at my age, I'm going to pick the All Brand. Sorry. Sugar Pops sound good to me. But there's something about tonight. 40 years ago, I sat in this room. That's how old I am. 40 years ago, before there was this ceiling, painted, that is. There was a ceiling, but it didn't have the Russian Orthodox up there. At least you get tired of me, you can look at the ceiling. I used to say that about Susan Briel when I used to be a PLU and preach. You get tired of her sermon, at least she was pretty enough to look at and enjoy. I know, that's sexist or something, but it's... But theologically, it was incarnation. Oh, I'm serious. I was invited to come here, so don't blame me. Who's those three? Where are they? I don't even see them. God, they're just hidden. You couldn't tell them from the others in the audience. Isn't that true? How would you know that they're the ones chosen to lead? Tom, Paul, and Carol, you invited me. And you got to be careful when you're invited. Are you going to come? Are you going to follow? Or are you going to just be, what you can be? And so today, just briefly, you've been likened to the Trinity and all those please. With all your accomplishments, that restaurant that, even kings and queens would come to. King Hussein before he died. I hope it wasn't your food, but you never know. Not today. But I kind of thought about you three, not as the Trinity, Father, Son, Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, or you can keep going on, right? Because the words do have to change. Because we're stuck otherwise. And something that became from Hermes. Remember Hermes? Hermes Trismegistus. And that means 3 times great. Hermes became a cult figure. First among the Greeks, he was an alchemist, like Paul in his cooking. Put together this, that, and the other thing, comes gold. And Hermes was many things, but he was a messenger. He was a messenger of the gods. He was a minor patron of poetry. for those who like to write. But here's what I hope the three of you, thrice great, will incorporate. One of the duties he had was his duty to guide the souls of the dead down to the underworld, or Hades. And there are no questions asked in Hades, says Sirach. And it's hell when you can't ask a question. And the name of the job, which is actually a chunky word, it's called, which is known as psychopomp. So I think you should put on your staff a psychopomp. Anybody want to be the guide for dead souls, to guide them to where no more questions are asked? But what Hermes was noted for, and what I'm bringing him into this room to tell you about, and he was also considered by the Egyptians and by the Romans, and he had all kinds of cultic things. He developed the airtight seal. And that's where you get the word hermeneutic, or hermetic. And boy, anybody who doesn't never, you ever try to open those little packages? I'm big and strong, and I have to use my knife every time. Hermeneutically sealed. That's what some fates become. That's what whole nations can become. That's what Holden could become. Hermeneutically sealed, airtight. Not to let in the bad and not to let out the good. Keep it fresh, though, so you could be forever young. Because you got the ingredients for life, you thrice great people. You could. Hermeneutically sealed. In the recent Economist, June 20th, seeking truth or stating it, and this is about Pope John II, in a shrinking planet where religious faith cannot remain hermeneutically sealed from one another, John Paul would go to who? The Muslims, to apologize. To the Jews to say, what a mess we Christians made. Hermeneutically sealed, he said, is no longer possible in a shrinking world. And our Congress finally said, the lynchings of blacks, whites also, but mainly blacks, and certainly a few gays thrown in. Oh yeah, they'd hang them. And have a party afterwards. And our Congress just this week apologized. A little late, but they apologized. Hermeneutically sealed. What happens when we become like PLU? Roger Iverson and his family, the Bankins. Where's Roger? I just love him. He gave me a big hug. I'd give you a kiss if they didn't they start talking about me. Okay. PLU was called the Loot Dome. Remember that, Susan? Invisible dome, to hermeneutically seal in those righteous, pious, white, middle-class Lutherans and a few Presbyterians and maybe a charismatic or non-denominational. I remember that. Holden can be that way. And what the dome is to do is keep the community... Oops, oh God. I didn't even get through airtight yet. I'm moving down a line. I even printed this out. What happens, especially for you Norwegian Lutherans, just so you know, I learned this from Patricia Killen, when a community gets so isolated in its ideas, in its shape, in its form, like Westerhausen community, Norwegian Lutherans in the Midwest, they could no longer communicate. They could no longer communicate in their own language to other Norwegians. She's shaking her head. She knows. Westerhausen. Imagine that. Being so isolated and pure, holding on to that airtight freshness that you couldn't even communicate with grandma and grandpa anymore. Wow. So what do we have? I have to keep going. And so if you would, it's like a freeze frame. That's the word she gave me. Freeze framed in time. That's not this place. And you three, Paul and Carol, and Tom, and everybody looks just like the rest of you common folks. The stoles are on the wall. but we all have our stoles. We all had given passports. We had a way to get into that foreign country called the Holy, and that Holy was already brought to us by your music. And what a way that we can enter into the Holy, because there's a Christ that somehow is pneumatic. It's air in motion. It's pneuma. And I heard my wife talk about the fellow from Michael. Who? Coppler? And thank you for the power that comes, what, from the pneuma, from some spirit that somehow is not contained in our airtight philosophies, heart, compassion. You get it, but you don't. Whoa! The truth, to seek it is glorious, not just stated. Anybody can do that. Go get an education. How do you break through? You don't. God will break through. God breaks through, literally. I love the image of those air power. I used to love those in the streets of Brooklyn. Whoops. That was unplanned. You invited me. I come up here one day eating potatoes, and look what happens. The band falls out. That's nothing but pure spirit, right? It's incarnation. And I was going to write, the spirit air in motion breaks open, releases breath. Oh, I'm going to end. This is too much. I never even read the text. And a voice came from heaven. You're my child, the beloved. This is from Mark. With you, I'm well pleased. I'll tell you something. I've always been loved, but I've never always been liked. How often I just wanted somebody to say, God, that's pleasing to me. All the way from my mom, my dad who I never had. Oh, just say something like, you're pleasing to me. You smell good, you look good. Okay, pants down. And then goes on, and the spirit, the pneuma, immediately drove him into the wilderness. And the wilderness is for renewal. That's in the whole Hebrew Greek tradition. And look what happens. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted, and why like Mark? By Satan, the accuser. The accuser always, you're not a good mom. Yes, she is. Or auntie, whatever you are. He was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. He got along with the bear, got along with the fawns and the deer. Even got along with the wild chipmunks and the messengers of God who are here to bring the good news that there's something that breaks through all our hardness and all our hermeneutically sealed lives to break open to let us sing with joy. Even a hymn I can't follow, but I loved it. And I'll promise to keep my pants on for the rest of the service. Thank you for the invitation. And that's God's invitation always to us to gather in and enjoy the very fruits, if you will. The ingredients for life is right here in this room and where you go after this room.
My name is Paul Rohde, and I serve God on the Holden Village Board and the Search and Selection Committee. On behalf of the Holden community, near and far, and the Board of Directors in particular, I joyfully introduce you and ask you to stand, Tom Ahlstrom, Carol Lund Hinderly, and Paul Hinderly. Depending which combination of initials we use, they are variously known as PCT in honor of the Pacific Coast Trail. We're hoping they're going to have lots of moments of AHH, ah. But they promised us today there are going to be a few moments of ha. Tom and Carol and Paul have been called to serve the Ministry of Holden as executive directors. We thank God for your gifts of faithfulness and hospitality, of servant leadership, and of fun. It's a privilege to present you for installation. Please remain standing.
We welcome you, Tom, Carol, and Paul, and we offer to you a reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, slightly paraphrased, as you take on the office of directors. However, we realize that you will not officially begin your leadership until September. Not yet. Therefore, I would ask the village to listen and respond each time I raise my arm with the phrase, "but not yet." Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to direct executively on that day, which is already coming, but not yet. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belts of plumbing and carpentry and electricity around your waist to maintain and care for the infrastructure of this village, but not yet. As shoes for your feet, put on your hip waders, hiking boots, and snowshoes, which will make you ready to proclaim the gospel in all seasons. Then take off your shoes so that we may see how beautiful are the feet which bring the good news, but not yet. With all of these already, take the steering wheel of faith with which you will be able to navigate all the treacherous switchbacks at Holden, but not yet. Take the helmets of cooking, mavericking, and fire safety all ready to spice and stoke and quench the fires of Holden, but not yet. Peace be to this whole community and love with faith from God. Grace be with you who have undying love for Christ Jesus already and always, right now.
You guys, the whole point of the litany is you didn't need to put it on yet. As the community that's called you to serve, we ask you to make some promises. Do you promise to be diligent in the means of grace, prayer, and study of Scripture so that your ministry is empowered by the gospel of Christ Jesus?
Will you promise to honor the children of the village as full members of the community?
Yes, by the help of God.
Will you trust in God's care, seek to grow in love for those you serve, strive for excellence in your skills, and adorn the gospel of God with a godly life?
Yes. Paul, will you promise to cook for the village? Occasionally.
Will you promise to live within the Constitution, bylaws, and policies of Holden Village?
Yes, with the help of God.
Carol, will you lead us in celebration and joy of friendship according to your gifts?
Paul, Carol, and Tom, will you be faithful in scraping your dishes, even the salad oil, diligent in remembering to show up at dish team, and gracious in sorting your garbage in garbology?
Yes.
Tom, will you be a musician among us, gladdening our hearts in song?
Will you do everything possible to make Holden Village a safe and healthy place for guests, staff, and the critters of the forest.
Yes, with the help of God.
Will you sustain and nurture the Holden community beyond the Railroad Creek Valley through visits, Holden circles, and your writing in Good Courage and the Holden News?
Yes, with the help of God.
And now I'd like to address some questions to the community. And you, people of God, Holden villagers all, will you receive these directors, honor them, help them, pray for them in the office of Holden Director?
Yes, in the help of God.
Will you join them in pursuing a thriving mission in this place, seeking to serve all people and the creation that God has entrusted to us?
Yes, in the help of God.
Will you say yes as often as possible when asked to serve the mission of Holden Village?
Yes, with the help of God.
Paul, Carol, and Tom, the office of Director of Holden Village is now committed to you in the name of our gracious God.
Tuesday night at the Vespers, I thanked Diane and Janet for being hospitable, and I neglected to say even to old former directors and to welcome them back to the village. And we are delighted to be here. I join with some of the other directors in the history of Holden, and our great joy is to now present a blessing to you. We came with anticipation, and I was not disappointed. Holden is still the Holden I love and cherish. We have dedicated a chalet that was not finished. We have said goodbye to two directors who are not leaving. And now we install three who are not beginning. Something must be right with this. And I certainly didn't have in my mind Anna Preacher who dropped his pants. But that met my expectations and beyond them. I can't remember a time in my life when the church struggled more with what it means to bless something. It's part of a lot of conversations. Do we bless something? It means several things, and I want it to mean at least two things tonight. At the simplest dictionary definition, it means approval, best wishes, and that the former directors gladly grant our approval. We approve. In fact, far beyond that, we are honored that you are taking up the task that we have in the past fulfilled. No one here knows better than us what's ahead of you. The days are not without troubles, not without challenges, and not without abundant joy. And we are delighted that you're stepping into shoes and on a journey, stepping into shoes you will. Yes. That we have done before you. So that's the first way, and I think that the former directors wish to bless you. But in a more traditional way, blessing means to ask God's favor, and we also want to do that. If you'll please kneel, and if the present and former directors will come behind the newly installed directors. After we have had this blessing, we invite any in the community to come forward also, the laying on of hands, a spoken or a prayerful blessing upon the new directors, and we'll take the time that it takes to do that, and then there will be some music that brings that to an end, but we invite any of you who wish to do that. Eternal God, we pray for the blessing of your Holy Spirit upon Tom and upon Carol and upon Paul. We also pray for the gifts of that Spirit. As we think of Holden, we think especially of wisdom and courage, patience, humility, and a great sense of humor. Strengthen them in this ministry. Guide them. Help them shape a place that continues to be a place of grace. Strengthen them in a ministry of renewal for the whole creation. In Jesus' name we live, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings.
Samuel, lead us
to heaven.
Lead us together into compassion. Well, God says, I hate solemn assemblies, so that must mean he loves it here. I am overwhelmed by your presence. And we all are, even though this is our first Thursday night off in a long time. And by this time of night, I think I've said, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this kitchen of sin any number of times. And yet, we're standing, we've been put on our feet again. Thank you. What should we say? In 5 years, my prayer is that you say, they were great sinners, but they had a great Savior. I hope we sin boldly and believe more boldly still, because this family here, Tom, you may not know that Tom was the first confirmand of Fullness of God Lutheran Church in 1973.
Who cares?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Tom and Carol and I, who go back way too long here, as we see children whose parents were children when we were last here, grandparents who were children when we were last here, are overwhelmed. Thank you to everyone who's kept the faith all these years, for everyone who's been part of the faith, everyone who's lost their faith and caught it again. I do that every day. Tom and Carol, do you want to say something before?
Amen. That's all.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm handing this over to
Shall we continue our celebration with hymn number 269, We've Come This Far by Faith. The choir will sing once through the refrain, for those of you who are not familiar. Then we'll sing the refrain together. Then Cantor will sing a verse and we'll have one more final refrain.
What do you want me looking at you? Thank you.